Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
My zip code is 28642.
First and last name in the account?
Vicky Day.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
4223 Edgewood Road, Jonesville, North Carolina, 28642.
All right, thank you for that. One moment. Okay, I've located your account for the kitchen and the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. How can I help you?
I did not authorize anything from your place of business. When I saw the Facebook ad for $2, there was nothing on there about any kind of membership, nothing like that at all.
Okay. I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am. They normally do send you an email regarding the membership.
No, ma'am. I have not gotten any kind of email. I have not received
anything
at all from you.
It would have been sent on April the 27th. Sometimes it does get sent to your spam folder.
I have looked. There is nothing here.
But yes, it is a membership. They do give you 48 hours from the time of the April 27th when you ordered the kitchen. You pay the shipping and handling for the free product. They do give you 48 hours.
Was that the $7.95 that I paid?
Correct. That's for the kitchen. That's the shipping and handling for the free product. They give you 48 hours to call in to cancel the membership to keep from being billed for the membership. Being a member gets you a $100 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You'll receive that $100 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member, and it's $56.95 a month.
I don't have anything from you. I've looked through all my spam, all my email. There's nothing here from you at all.
And did you go back to April 27th?
Yes, I've gone to the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, all the way through. There's nothing.
Okay. And you were saying that you've already called your bank. So you've already disputed charge with your bank?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges. You will get an email confirming the cancellation. Due to the dispute file, you will need to give us a call back with your bank on the line regarding that charge.
Okay. Tell me, are you going to take this $56.95 off? Are you willing to do that, or do I have to go through the dispute process with my bank?
Well, we're not going to be able to issue a refund due to the dispute file. What you need to do is drop the dispute with your bank, give us a call back with your bank on the line so we can verify that it has been dropped before we can issue you any type of refund.
I haven't filed anything yet. I haven't filed anything with them. She is sending me the information, but I haven't actually filed anything. I just called them and asked them.
Okay.
If they would make sure what was going on. Because they put a hold on my account back in April when I first did that. And I said, well, I told him I would watch it very closely because, like I said, I got nothing from you. When I got that, the first charge on through my bank, I couldn't even read what it was. But it says, get the latest fashion app. Right? Is that what I supposedly subscribed to? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm
Hello?
still here. And I'm not sure, ma'am, but your account has been canceled. You should receive an email regarding the cancellation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I need you to take off this $56.95 charge.
Okay, unfortunately, ma'am, I'm not going to be able to issue you a refund on the charge due to you stating
Why?
after me
Why?
asking. That's what I'm trying to explain. Okay. I asked, have you disputed the charge with your bank? And you stated yes on the recorded line. And now you're stating that you did not file the dispute. So now we still have to verify whether the dispute was filed or not before we can issue any type of refund.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
You would need to call your bank and tell your bank to call us on a three-way conference call.
All right, you want to hold on?
No, ma'am. You would have to call them and they would have to call us.
While they're talking to me?
Correct.
Why can't I call them while I'm talking to you?
Because we can't accept that.
I don't understand that. And they're going to say, I mean, when I call the number that's on the back of my debit card, they're going to say, this is Bank of America.
I understand that, ma'am, but you have to call them, they have to call us on the three-way conference call. We have to make sure that it's the actual bank calling.
What time do you close tonight?
We don't. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay, because when I was on hold a while ago, they said if I wanted to have somebody to call me back to press some number, which I did not do, but it said if they don't call you back, it's because it's too late. Does that mean on my behalf or what?
I don't know anything about that, ma'am. You just call your bank and tell your bank to call us. You'll get the next available agent.
Okay. All right. So you canceled my account, but refuse. I'm making notes to refund. $56.95, an authorized charge. Okay, thank you
Okay,
for
thank
your
you for
help.
calling.